1 Kings chapter 17, verse 14. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry, until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth. The economic woes, the moral chaos, the unending wars lead many people to view the world with pessimistic fear. What has the world come to? Some with materialistic abandon. Well, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. And some with optimistic excitement. But look at what man will be able to do. The most important event in the sixth millennia of this world's history is that the Lord came for us. He died for us. He arose for us so that we can look at the world trusting that the Lord is our hope for years to come. In our text, he thus came to a widow with that hope. The Lord sent Elijah to the widow of Zarephath, which of all places was right in the land producing the Baal worship and Jezebel, the scourge of Israel. This widow was out gathering sticks so that she and her son might eat their last bit of bread. But the Lord God extended the wings of His promise over her. The barrel of meal shall not waste, nor the cruse of oil fail. And day by day, that's exactly what they saw. Never had meal or oil so multiplied in being spent. And the Lord has given us a very similar promise, Matthew 6. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Elijah and the widow did not have an earthly abundance set aside for their future on this earth. But daily they beheld that the barrel of meal did not cease, the cruse of oil did not fail. So how could they fail to rejoice in the Lord, His grace, as their hope for years to come? It is in man's abundance that he often presumes that he and his abundance are the hope for the future. Look at what I can do. But in the abundance of the Lord's blessings to you and me, shall we fail to see that the Lord alone is our hope for years to come? And yet the Lord has never promised that we would have a thornless rose garden in this world. Because of those thorns, man cries out with his eternal, "Why? Why, Lord, don't you just get rid of the evil? Get rid of the Ahabs? Why, Lord, didn't you just provide Elijah a rich patron in Israel, rather than sending him to an impoverished Gentile in a heathen land? Why? If you're going to provide miracles anyway, didn't you give him something cool like donuts and dew, rather than bread and water?" The Lord doesn't need to answer our whys. And yet, mercifully, He does give us guidance here. He reveals in His Word that man falsely glories in power to exalt himself and eliminate the evil. Well, the Lord glories in love, the love that went to the cross to save those who are evil, like me and you, who would also need to be eliminated in order to rid the world of evil. Man relies on his own power and possessions, seeking earthly security and treasuring earthly possessions and pleasures. The Lord calls us to rely on His Word, seeking our eternal security and treasuring our repentance unto salvation. And so, behold the miracle that is greater than that the barrel of meal did not waste, nor the cruse of oil fail. The miracle of faith that the Lord gave to this widow, so that she was willing to even give away her last cake of bread, trusting in the bread of life. You know, Ahab thought he had destroyed Christ's church. Yet the Lord knew those who were His, that He still had 7,000 in Israel, and a few more, even there, in heathen Phoenicia. And they were not so far away that He was unable or unwilling to provide for them. How many, like Ahab, have tried to destroy Christ's church? The Jewish leaders, Roman Empire, communism, secular humanism, materialism have all hammered their blows against Christ's church. And yet, Christ's church stands firm. In Russia and China, in India and Africa, even here in America. And by faith, you are participants in that second greatest miracle of the sixth millennia of this world's history, that Christ is building you with His church on the rock, which the gates of hell cannot prevail against. The Lord remains our hope for years to come. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 123, stanzas 1, 4, and 5.